Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Secure Your Life. I am your host, Diamond Taylor, and we have a great show for you this evening. This is all about your kids, your money, your plans. This segment is all about kids and money. We are taking financial education to the next level. So you all need to sit back, relax, and participate, and I want you to enjoy and join our show. If you'd like to talk to me live, the phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343, or you can actually join us in the chat room. I'll be happy to take your questions and or comments there. You can also tweet us at Twitter at Secure Your Life or Facebook at Secure Your Life. Now, before we do anything, we must play our disclaimer. So I will meet you right back here right after our disclaimer. So hold tight. We have a great show for you this evening. We're going to be talking about the countdown to graduation, countdown to college for all of you all that are graduating from high school and on your way to higher education. You're getting ready to go to college. And for those who are graduating from college on your way to your career or to your second degree, I want to take this time to congratulate you, both high school and college soon-to-be graduates. So hang on real tight. We will be right back right after our disclaimer.
It is time to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer for Secure Your Life. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and that of Pericon Productions. the content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this program are intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from a qualified, licensed, and certified professional. The purpose of this show is to provide an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion. In a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
All right, we are back. And if you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life. It is all about your kids, your money, your plan. We are doing a countdown to graduation. And for those of you all who already had your commencements, I would like to congratulate you and those seniors that are in high school that will soon be graduating. I would like to congratulate you also. So we are talking about you all's future. Now that graduation is upon us, we're doing a countdown to college. And those of you all who are in college graduating, we want to do a countdown to your career. And those of you all going on to even higher education, I'm going to solicit a little help for tonight's subject from a very good dear friend of mine. So I'm going to add them to our line, but if you are a graduate or soon to be, or you are a parent of a soon to be graduate, whether it's high school or college, I want to hear from you. Our phone number is 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. And once again, yes, you can join us in the chat room. We will be happy to take your comment and or questions there as well. I'm getting ready to add my dear friend to the phone line in our conversation tonight, doing a countdown to graduation. And congratulations to all of our graduates, whether you be going to college or graduating from college. And I'm about to have her join me right now. Give me 1 second. Hello, how are you this evening? Okay, we're having a little bit of technical difficulty here. Let me try one more time to try to get her right on the line with us. So for those of you who did just join us, okay, there you are. Okay, let's see. I don't seem to have you still. All right, well, here we go. Let me try one more time to try to get our guests on the line. And in the meantime, I'd like to talk to you all about some things that you all can do to actually prepare for your next big step. I mean, it is such a wonderful, wonderful thing to have gone from high school and now you're looking at a wonderful time for you to get ready to go to college. And that is such a great, great thing. So, one of the things that you need to look forward to while you're getting ready to make this wonderful journey is actually preparing yourself. And not just mentally, but physically too. I mean, you're getting ready to take on a brand new situation, and I think that is one of the great things that you can do for yourself is do that. Another thing that you could possibly do is also think and enjoy your summer, because we really do want you to do that. We want you to join, enjoy your summer before you take on the big task of actually getting ready for college. So, you know, with all of that in mind, one thing that I think that you should definitely be aware of is preparing financially. A lot of times we don't really look at that. Parents, we rely on our parents for our college tuition and things like that. So maybe over the summer you might want to think about actually taking on maybe a summer job so that you can kind of offset some of those costs that you're getting ready to occur, because believe it or not, college is very expensive, and you're going to find that you're going to definitely need some extra cash. I know that when I was in college, I definitely was one that did rely heavily on my parents. I also did have a summertime job as well as working part-time while I was in school. And sometimes that's kind of hard for a lot of teens to make that transition from high school to college and actually being responsible and being on your own. And because of that, you probably really want to take the time out to, like I said, take advantage of those summer jobs. Looking for employment is a very good thing. And actually, you know, seeking out internships, and they do actually have paid internships, believe it or not. I'm going to try one more time to see if we can add our guests on the line. And if you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. It is all about your kids, your plan, your money. And our phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. We're going to take a very short break to see whether if our guest is going to indeed call in. So we'll be right back after this short, brief break. All right, we are back, and I am still having a little bit of technical difficulty here. I'm not sure whether or not I'm going to be able to get our guests on the line, but if you just joined us, you are listening to Secure Your Life. It is all about your kids, your money, your plans, and we're doing a countdown to graduation. And for those of you all who just graduated, I would like to congratulate you, and from whether it's from high school or for college. That is a great, great accomplishment. So we definitely would definitely want to congratulate those of you all who did accomplish such a great feat. And we want to prepare you properly for actually getting ready to go away to college. So one of the things that you definitely need to know, that if you have not had a chance to really get to know the people that's going to be at your new learning institution, try to see if you can get some courses over the summer. That will be a really good way to actually make a transition, even if you're able to get maybe one or two fun classes out of the way, because you do have to take those, what they call electives. You can actually take one or two of those at a junior college while you are getting prepared for this fall to actually get ready to go to college. So that's just a suggestion. One of the other things that you can actually do is take the time out to actually talk to someone or an alumni of that particular school. Go online. Utilize the web, internet, to search out students that actually go to the institute in which you are trying to go to. And that would be a really, really great way for you to actually get familiarized with the college experience, to actually find somebody that already goes there. And let's see if we can get our guest. Okay, we finally got our guest on the air. How are you?
I'm fine. Sorry,
we were having some serious technical difficulties.
We will prevail.
Yes, we did. And I would like to definitely thank you for joining me and being a part of the whole countdown to college, countdown to graduation, and I thank you for suggesting that we do this great show. Sorry I kind of stumbled through the beginning of it, because we were really having some serious technical difficulties, and we will work on trying to have a smooth transition for the rest of the show. So what do you have to share with us this evening? And before you start that, if you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. It is all about your kids, your money, your plans. This segment is all about kids and money. We are taking financial education to the next level, creating financially smart kids in preparation for them to go to college is what we're talking about this evening, and congratulations to all of our grads. So, again, what do you have to share with us this evening?
Actually, again, the high school seniors and their families are really wondering right now how they can save on one of the business expenses they face, which is college tuition and a lot of other things, but mostly college tuition, because college tuition at the public universities has increased 24% from the 2005-06 school year to the 2010-11 school year.
Wow.
That's more than one-fourth. That's right up there with one-fourth.
That's amazing.
That's expensive.
Yes, it is, very much so.
And that's the public one. So just imagine what the private ones are charging.
And you would have to definitely take out another loan just to send your children to school.
Well, and you know what? You said loans, and that's actually the first step we're going to make on this train. Limit the loans. Take out the right kind of loans. Many people aren't clear exactly the distinction between a PLUS loan, a subsidized loan, an unsubsidized loan, and a private loan. Most people really don't know where they're borrowing from or how.
Okay, so could you repeat those things for us again?
Okay. There are, again, many different loans. We're going to be distinguishing between these loans. It's called a PLUS loan, subsidized loan, unsubsidized loan, and a private loan.
Okay. So what are the differences between that? And if you could speak up just a little bit so our audience can actually hear you.
Okay, hold on, because I'll make some adjustments on my end and see what we can do here. Okay, are we better?
That is much better.
There we go. I had to make adjustments on my end. Here's the thing. Subsidized, those are the Stanford federal loans. They are the cheapest money you can get for college with a 3.4% interest rate this year. Notice I said this year. Then you have the next one in is actually after you, and the thing of it is, max that out. And sure, get as much money as you can. Again, that's the cheapest money that you can get for college. So when you reach your max on that, max out on the sub, then go to the unsubsidized loan. And those are the Stanford loans, too. And then the parents should look at the very least, go and look at the PLUS loans. That's where the parent is the borrower, not the student. The first two, the student's doing the borrowing. Not with the PLUS loans. The PLUS loans are the parents are the borrowers, and they really might, depending on where the parent is sitting on that, that's going to be a hard sell.
I don't know if I would want to do that.
Well, and that's really the most expensive type of loan, but the most expensive type of loan is the private loan. Or the alternative student loan, your college's financial aid office can help you make sure that your financial aid package is the best possible deal. You can appeal a financial aid package. Remember, you can appeal. If you run into problems, do so. What is it going to solve? What's it going to hurt? They already told you no. Who knows? The second time around might be a yes. And if you have a compelling reason based on your family's special circumstances, well, when you first applied it, maybe one parent had income. This time, maybe mom has lost her job or one of them has lost their job, so your financial situation has changed. Thus, you have to do the paperwork again. And so before you weren't, but now you're able to get some money. So I'm going to repeat this because I really think that this is really, really important. Again, there are PLUS loans, subsidized loans, unsubsidized loans, private loans. The most expensive is the private loan. The PLUS loans are where the parent is the borrower. Then you have the subsidized and unsubsidized Stanford loans. Those are the ones that have the cheapest percentage interest rates. And so that's number one. We actually have 5 points here. We think your budget. Students should not borrow more in student loans than their expected starting salary upon graduation.
Well, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah. If you're in the liberal arts, you should be really borrowing, try not to borrow any more over $35,000.
And why is that?
Again, it goes back to the rule of thumb. Do not borrow more than in student loans of your expected starting salary. Because here's the deal. Most student loans, you have to start paying them 6 months after you have graduated.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. The book is thick. So, with that in mind, don't borrow more than your, as we say, your entry-level salary is going to give you. Unless you are a budding engineer. You do not say doctor because by then they're still in medical school. You're still incurring more dollar amounts. you're maybe closer to $60,000 a year. So you can borrow just a little bit more. But if your bill is going higher than that, it may be time to talk about your lifestyle. Do you really need a car, or can you take the bus for a year? Can you get by with a refurbished laptop? You may be required to live on campus the first year, but are there cheaper housing options down the road? Or can you live at home that first year and move on to campus later? So, you know, do your listeners or anybody have any questions so far?
Well, let's find out. If you just joined us, you're listening to Secure Your Life. If you'd like to talk to us live, you can. Our phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Or you can actually join us in the chat room. And I will be happy to read your question and or comments over the air, as well as you can send me tweets. That would be Twitter at Secure Your Life or Facebook at Secure Your Life. Now, we do have someone that is in the chat room, and they want to know, how do you know exactly what your starting income might be, so that you do not borrow over that amount?
Oh, the wonderful thing about it is every year the federal government gives us a wonderful, wonderful book, or we would say a I always call it a book of knowledge. It's called the Occupational Outlook. It's from the U.S. Department of Labor. What you can do, it goes there, it actually gives you the job description of the job that you probably want to do. Type that into the search engine. It will give you the job description and how much for the past 3 years that certain entry level or higher scale job, how much they made, how much the average was. So you could take it from those figures. No stress, no sweat.
Okay. Well, someone else said, with the job market being as it is, how can you, if we have to pay back our loans within the first 6 months and you don't have a job, what are your alternative there? What do you do if you are not employed 6 months after graduation? Is there another contingency plan?
Oh, yes. Actually, there is. What you can do is go to your bank. And each bank kind of has different requirements, but they're all kind of the same with this. And what you can do is get what's considered to be it's similar to a stay. What happens is because you're not working, you are able to get so many months where you don't have to pay at all. But you have to kind of bring your unemployment papers and so on and so forth. And they will, now your interest will continue. So that is not going to stop, but you don't have to make a payment. So it's an unemployment cut. When you sign that contract, make sure that unemployment clause extension is in there. It should be automatically, but check to be sure. In short, you could kind of take another year. You got 2 years if you do it right.
Okay, someone else just added you can get a deferment. On your loans. What about grants for college?
They are out there. I will tell anyone, that is a very intense process. The type is small. And depending on what you're going to get your degree in, especially if it's agriculture or anything in the green industry, which is brand new, oh, my gosh, the federal government will literally open the door and say, here, have some money. But the application process is a monster. There, matter of fact, I have a client that just showed me one of theirs. It is 15 pages. It is no joke. So, hey, I would say put everybody at the kitchen table, mom, dad, and big sis, and tell them, take some pages and help me fill this thing out. And, I mean, they have to be exact.
So my advice to them is to definitely go after any free money that you can get first before you even think about taking out loans, and let the loans be your last resort. And then then we have another person in the chat room, and they said that students can probably, if you're already employed, your employer may be able to do a give you some help in regards to your tuition. Some jobs actually have a tuition reimbursement program.
Mm-hmm. They do. And sometimes they even have a match program, too. It depends. You know, again, ask your parents to go down to the HR department, or, matter of fact, you go down to the HR department and go, I'm the child of so-and-so and so-and-so. Do you have anything that helped me out for college? Matter of fact, my father worked for Commonwealth Edison, and that was the first thing I did, was go down there to his HR department and introduce myself and say, you know, I'm going to a private college. Can you all help with anything? And surprising, I got one full year books paid for in full.
Oh, well, that is wonderful.
Right. So, again, because he said, wow, I got a plus on that. For the length of time that he was with them, it helped me, or actually helped them in the long run.
Okay, and then we have someone else in the chat room that also added to what you just said and said there are lots of programs that are out there that will, they call it a give back program, where you have to dedicate so much time to that particular business. You must work there for them, and then they will actually pay part of your tuition. So these are some really great tips, guys. I want to really thank you. This is wonderful.
If you want to become a teacher, don't they do the same thing with that if they pay your tuition?
Actually, yes, they do. They do have programs if you're going into education. There are some programs that you can actually apply for that you must dedicate, I think, at least 2 or 3 years to work in that particular school district, and they will actually offset some of the cost for your education. So there's a lot of programs out here, and we just really need to take advantage and learn about them. And here's another thing that students can also do, that you probably want to look into your churches, because a lot of churches actually do have a college fund for their parishioners. So you really need to look into that and see what their qualifications are in regards to getting funding from the churches. I think that, so if you are able to, if you have been a member or your parents have been a member of that particular church for a long time, then I can't see any reason why they would not, one, congratulate you for even going on to higher learning, and then second of all, subsidizing some of the costs to offset, you're actually getting ready to take that next journey. But I'm going to go ahead and give the floor back to you, and you can give us a little bit more tips. What did you do? Did you have any children that you put through to college, and what exactly did you do to prepare them?
Actually, what we both did for the kids was really, we didn't prepare. We didn't have a chance to prepare because, again, when you have a military husband, it wears on you in so many different ways. We were blessed that I still had a full-time job, and like I said, I was middle management at the time. So we didn't run into the same problem as so many other people in the military did, thank goodness. So we were able to save for that. But back then, I do have to make the statement that it was kind of difficult to sit down and give them. We've had them take on some of it because it was their education, so they needed to take some responsibility.
Okay.
And so, and then we had them, we paid for half and they paid for half. And that's how we did it. We did it the way actually both of our parents did us, and then they were responsible for their books. If they needed help, for instance, books, or they'd had a bit, we would assist. But then on the weekends or something, you had to get a matter of fact, which is one of the things that the next thing that we were talking about here is get a job. And so, but we have stipulations with that because I agree with the study that actually is here. It said 2008 study led by Gary Pike of Purdue University in Indianapolis found that working more than 20 hours a week was associated with lower grades.
Oh, definitely.
For the first year student. For the first year student. But working 20 hours or less, as long as it was on campus, was associated with higher grades.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So actually, they were working in the cafeteria because at that particular time, I was still in the restaurant. I was in the restaurant industry. So we were able to kind of get them a job at the restaurant level. So, yeah, and they all A's, and I mean, they still did their whole party thing. And as we said, do the college thing. Grades didn't suffer.
So well, and that is important, too. I mean, I think, you know, for one thing, especially a freshman in college, you know, you seniors that just graduated from high school on your way to graduation sometime in the latter part of May or early June, one, we do want to definitely congratulate all of our high school seniors that are going on to college and congratulations on your graduation. And also, you know, those seniors in college who are actually graduating or have already graduated, we would like to congratulate you also to your next move, whether it is for graduate school or actually going on to your career. So I would like to give an opportunity, if you just joined us, to so that you can participate in the conversation. It is all about your kids, your money, your plans. We are doing a countdown to graduation, countdown to college. We want you all to join in the conversation. If you're putting a child through school and they are graduating, we'd like to actually congratulate the parents as well, because it was definitely your efforts as well as your child's efforts that got them this far, and we want them to go from here and beyond, of course. And nowadays you really need to, because the job market is really, really tough. So if you'd like to add on your question and or comment for our guests, or you actually want to tell us about your experience, you can join me in the chat room, and I will read your comment and or question. You can tweet us at Twitter at Secure Your Life or Facebook at Secure Your Life, or you can actually join us live on the air, and you can ask your questions of our guests. And the phone number is 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. And we do actually have someone that is on Facebook, and their question to you is, they are undecided on a major. Is this something that should be a requirement prior to them registering in the fall? Should they have already made up their mind, or does it really matter at this point?
Well, here's the thing. Let's go back to, it is one of the things, you need to graduate on time. But declaring a major early can help you, especially at a public college, where classes do get crowded, you should kind of plan on picking up extra credits during the summertime, because, matter of fact, I did the same thing and wound up graduating, actually, on time because I got sick. Perhaps, or even perhaps at a less expensive community college. Here's the thing. You're in a very precarious position. If you have not picked your major yet, I would not, if my advice to you would be, do not go to the universities yet, because you kind of need to find your way. This is a double-edged sword. You can go to the community centers and take English 101 and the basic ones, and just make sure you transfer. But again, you are going to have to know, when you transfer those credits, they are going to have to be transferable. Kind of have an idea. If you want, you can do liberal arts, and being a liberal arts major is okay. It is not a sin. Before, when you told your parents, well, I'm getting my degree in liberal arts, they'll say that you were indecisive.
The employers will say you wasted their money.
Right, and then the employers will say, you couldn't figure out what you wanted to do, you're indecisive, and like you said, you were wasting your parents' money. No, I just didn't know what I wanted to do yet. And that's okay. Now liberal arts is a lot more acceptable than everything. Matter of fact, you can actually compare the four-year graduation rate for your chosen college and similar colleges at a website called collegeresults.org.
Could you give that again?
That is college, collegeresults.org. And what this does, you can compare your four-year college graduation rate, because sometimes you need to look at that too, for your chosen college and similar colleges. You want to know how many people made it who got a degree. How many came in, but how many graduated?
Right.
If you had a class of six, as a matter of fact, my graduating class was 1,000 when we went in, but we were at a private one. When we graduated, it had gotten down to 300. 300 actually walked across the stage.
Wow, that is a significant drop.
So the thing of it is that they're getting, and I don't know how, you know, when you actually graduated what your class was, but I'm sure yours started high and ended low probably too.
Yes, it did.
So the thing of it is that that's what you need to look at. Those people are pumping money into it, but they didn't walk across the state. So in short, the university got free money, and the professor got paid no matter what. So you want to see what kind of graduation rates they do have. And think about really what you want to do. If you're not sure, go to a community college. Get the basics down, and maybe talking to the counselor, even your high school counselor if you're in high school. And believe it or not, there's nothing wrong with talking to your high school counselor for college. Or, matter of fact, going to the college of your choice and going to them, saying, I really don't know what my major is. And believe it or not, they do have achievement tests and tests to kind of help you, point you in the right direction, but the choice is still yours.
You know what, you are so correct in that. And that is what the guidance counselor at your high school is actually there for. I think that is like the most underused resource that students have. They do not utilize the guidance counselor. And also at the university or the college of your choice that you're getting ready to go into in the fall, they have advisors there that will actually help you along the way so that you can kind of declare a major sooner than later. And I agree with you also when you said that taking a class over the summer, actually, I kind of suggested that at the beginning of the show when before you got on. And the reason being, and before you do that, if you're going to take some classes over the summer, make sure that those classes are transferable to the university or the college that you will be attending. this fall, and the best way to do that is actually to contact the college that you are going to attend and ask them what classes you can take over this summer that would be transferable to them. And always, like I said, utilize your community colleges. Those junior colleges actually are a resource that is phenomenal because you can get the same type of classes for a cheaper price. They are transferable, especially if you're taking your English 101, your math that you're going to have to take. Those are transferable. Science classes are transferable. So, if you're taking those type of courses, you can definitely start over the summer, even if it's just one class. And I know we are beating down, the door with education. You just graduated and you want to have a summer of fun. You can still do that. You can still have a summer of fun hanging with your friends and all of that other stuff. But you can also take an advantage of maybe taking just one class. And at that time, you're actually acclimating yourself to what college is going to be like, what the workload is possibly going to be like, which is something that you really, really do need to know. I actually took advantage of that and took a couple of courses before actually going into college that fall. And it actually prepared me in a lot of ways. One, it prepared me because now you are completely responsible for you. You're completely responsible for whether or not you study or you didn't study, just like in high school. But at least your high school teachers will kind of babysit you. They don't do that in college at all. You either show up, do the work that you need to do in class, turn in your papers, and if you don't, your professors are not going to browbeat you. They're not going to babysit at all. At least I know my professors didn't. What about you? Did you have any professors that were actually ones that actually asked you about missing assignments?
They didn't care. The only one that did was actually my mentor in college. So that was the only one. She did make sure I stayed on point.
Right, and like I said, they have student advisors that can actually help you along the way. And your professors, and I don't want to discourage you all from talking, but professors can really be your best friend. And they do have office hours that you can actually talk to them outside of class. So if you're having a little problems, you can actually take advantage of that time. They have TAs, which are teacher's assistants. The assistants to the professor that will actually take the time to really help you out if you're struggling. So you have a network of resources when you do actually get ready to go to college in the fall. So we don't want to leave you empty-handed. We do definitely want to give you the heads up to what to prepare for. And definitely, like the guest said, about trying to get all of the free money that you can first before deciding on loans, and then, your parents are now having to take on some of that responsibility as far as the student loans are concerned. So that's something that parents really need to take a look at so that you can get abreast about what's going on with your child's education and how that's going to affect them as well as you financially. You don't want to take on more debt than you need to. Especially, when you graduate, most students don't walk straight into a job. And there are ways to actually kind of, I should say, pave the way to your career. Try when you get into college immediately to try to seek out internships, because that may be your pathway to your career. Because if they're getting you when you're in college, then you're already familiar with the company. They're more than less, they will actually take you on as a full-time employee after you graduate, because you're considered to be a great asset to them. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Oh, most definitely. Matter of fact, they'll take you over somebody off the street.
And right, that is actually true. And I have a lot of friends who actually took advantage of that. They participated in the internship programs, and some of those internships, believe it or not, are actually paid internships. You know, they actually do give you a stipend, and which, of course, you know, students are always broke. So that was a welcome, great thing to have, is that extra money. And when you get ready to make this leap into college, you will see that you run out of cash really quickly. You know, at least I know I did. Did you actually have that issue? I know you said that you were working, but if you didn't have that job, what do you think your college life would have been like?
I would have been begging to my parents on a consistent in this basis by the second weekend of the every month.
Yeah, I think for the most of us, we brought, you know, we brought our dirty laundry back home as well as begging mom and dad for money. I think that is the norm for any college student. At least I know that was the norm for me. So here again, we want to definitely congratulate you all who graduated. Congratulations. Yay.
Yay.
And much success to you on your new venture to going to college. And those of you who are college graduates, kudos and extra congratulations to you on such a job well done, wonderful, to your brand new venture into your career and your actual adulthood. And for those who are going on to graduate schools, you know, we definitely like to congratulate you also, because that in itself is a great accomplishment, to be able to say that you have your degree. Not that a degree will actually guarantee you a job, but it does give you the stepping stones that you need in order to have your career path set for you. I know that if you look in today's job market, they are looking for people who have degrees now. You know, just for the simplest job, they really do. They want you to have a college degree. So we actually encourage, you know, our listeners to take that next step towards their education, because it isn't a true investment in yourself. You know, it was one of the best things. I think, to be honest with you, my college days were far better than my high school days. If I had to do it all over again, I would do college over and over again before I would ever do high school. What about you?
I agree. I once I got settled in, it was a lot of work, but you know what? It taught me a lot in so many ways.
Yeah, it did. I met a lot of lifetime friends from college, and we're still in contact today. I mean, so you actually, you know, your networking abilities stretch out when you become an alumni, because now you're connected with a lot of people at that point. And another thing is, you know, you students that are getting ready to go to these colleges, look to the Alumni Association at those universities and colleges, because those people are the people that are already in their chosen fields now. So those are another asset that you want, like, to get in contact with them, because they can actually be your mentor. And a lot of mentor programs can actually help you pay your way to college as well. You know, especially if you kind of know what you want to be, as they say, know what you want to be when you grow up. So if you already declared a major, then you definitely need to get with someone from the Alumni Association that is in the field in which you want to acquire your degree, and they can actually help you get into the job market through either their company, but exactly mentoring you on what you need to do, helping you put that resume together, helping you get those internships. And I think those are some wonderful assets that, you know, most students do not really take advantage of. How did you get your first job or internship?
Oh, I pounded pavement for mine. Yes, I pounded pavement in the Chicago Tribune career section with my friend.
Okay, someone in the chat room said that the best unknown secret is to definitely find a mentor early, because believe it or not, they can actually pave your way through actually deciding on a major. It's something that you're just hinting about, thinking about you want to be. If you find a mentor, they can actually help you decide whether or not this is the best career for you, because a lot of times you can pick a major that might not necessarily be something that is going to help you in your career path. That is definitely true. A lot of people actually do have a degree, and now they're not even working in the field in which they have their degree in. So if you do have a mentor, then they can actually, that's actually in the workforce, or I should say they already have their career going, they can actually guide you, because they have their pulse on what's going on in the employment, you know, as far as what exactly the job market is really doing, what companies are doing, and how they're hiring. So if you get a mentor early before you actually decide a major, or if you have a major, you can find out what classes are, you know, are definite things that you really need to take, you know, and actually participate in. Okay, we have someone in the chat room said, become a part of an association, a trade association, because they actually give away scholarships as well. Wow, that's a good tip.
So true.
You know, have you ever been involved in any type of association that you know of that actually helps their members or children of their members with their college?
Mm-hmm. I sit on one of the boards as we speak. Yes, we do. Yes. You have to dig. You have to go. You have to network. I believe the word is network, but the right way. But, yes, I mean, if you're in art school, go to some of these galleries and whatever not, and you will be very surprised that they actually have money from their sponsors that they have to give away to certain public services. And you just have to meet the criteria.
Wow, those are some really great, helpful tips. And, you know, before we conclude our show this evening, I definitely want to thank my guests. I also want to thank all of you all that are in the chat room for your comments and your great tips this evening. This has been a wonderful show. So let me can you please repeat for us real quick the websites that you had given us early and a little description of the loans that you were telling us about, so that we can walk away from this show enriched with knowledge, so that we can definitely be taking our financial education to the next level, so that we can have financially smart kids as well as well-educated kids and adults. So if you could give us a recap of what we talked about this evening and give us those websites again.
Okay, no problem at all, and my pleasure. When it comes to the loans, we have PLUS loans, we have subsidized loans, we have unsubsidized loans and private loans. The ones that actually are the best ones in the bunch have to be the subsidized Stanford federal loans, and then after that, the unsubsidized loans, because they have from Stanford, because they have a 3.4 interest rate as of this year. When you go with the PLUS loans, that's when the parents are the borrowers. And then the one that you really, the most expensive type of loan is the private or alternate, called alternate student loans. And you really want to stay away from those. Go to your college financial aid office. Let them help with you with your financial aid package. Like Diamond said, that's their job, and they are very, very good at it. They really are. And the other one is try to see if you can graduate as most on time as possible, because that's going to cut down on how much debt you have. I mean, that's 150% of time allotted and a considerable increase to college bills and debt. You declare your major as early as possible. And if you want to check out what the graduation rate is between your college and some of your chosen college in, like, similar schools, go to College Results. That's COLLEGRESULTS.org.
Wow. Well, you know what? I definitely want to thank you. And you need to be able to understand it. You can reach us at Secure Your Life. You can email us, and we would like to definitely hear from you. So our email address is SYLshow, that's SHOW, at ATT.net. So that's SYLshow@ATT.net. And you can also join us every week night at 10 p.m. for more Secure Your Life. And tomorrow night is Friday, and that will be our Dollar Diva and her Bargain Betties, and I'm pretty sure they are going to have a fabulous show waiting for us tomorrow, and I cannot wait because it is Friday. Thank God it is Friday, so we cannot wait until tomorrow because I know tomorrow's show is definitely going to be hot like it always is. So until tomorrow, I would like to say goodnight to all of you all, and congratulations to all of our graduates. Congratulations! Yay!
Yay!
And good night to you all until tomorrow at 10 for some more of Secure Your Life. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
I'm thinking back.